Okay, Baruch Hashem, everybody made it back to Eretz Yisrael, and we're already two shiurim or so into Perek Elul Metzias, and summer zman has officially begun. I have to admit that this year is it's a different type of summer zman for me. The only parallel to it that I can really think of is the zman that we had 2 years ago, called it Zoomer zman, when we did the zman on Zoom. Usually summer zman, it's sunny outside, it's gotten warm a little bit, you know, and it's easier to get up in the morning for shacharis. So it has a nice shine to it. It's after a long, hard, dreary, almost winter zman, so summer zman is optimistic, it's full of hope. It's just okay, it's like it's a cool zman, right? But this zman, for me at least, is like there's a certain underlying tension that I feel. Zoom zman was for sure like that, because Zoom zman was like, okay, you're saying shir to people on five different continents, and my seder was from 10 o'clock at night until 1 o'clock in the morning. I literally set my clock back an hour. I called it Sinuit Standard Time, so that I was going from 9 o'clock to midnight instead of 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock in the morning. And you're just every day walking up with the tension of, I got to say another shiur to all these people on a TV screen. And am I going to be a good broadcaster today? And is it going to be matzliach? And how's this thing going to work? How are people going to learn with their chavrusa? Baruch Hashem, it was phenomenally successful. But that was tension. This year, I have a different type of tension. The tension comes from conflicting emotions. On one hand, starting the zman, that like, you know, it's the beginning of the zman launch. You know, you want to get into a new sugya, a new mesechta, a new limud, and we're pushing forward. On the other hand, all of you guys know or are somewhat aware that a little under 2 weeks, so making my daughter's chasna, which means that every day I get a little bit more tense because, now there's only 2 weeks left. Now there's a week and a half left. And therefore, the same way as I'm trying to push forward, I'm just sort of like trying to grab onto time because I feel like it's going too fast. So this underlying tension. But it's really not unlike the underlying tension that every normal person really should have as they go through life. There's a wild medrash. The medrash says that chayim can be referred to as toiv, and misa can be referred to as toiv ma'id. Very good. Why? Well, why? What's so good about being dead? So one of the pshatim is certainly a Musar Haskel. Is that imagine if you had a world where nobody died? No one would accomplish anything. It's the fact that we know that we have 120 years max on this planet that obligates us to try to get something accomplished. And that's toiv ma'id, because we know that we're going on a timer. The sands in the hourglasses are constantly falling. So on one hand, a person feels like my time is limited. On the other hand, if you have somebody who's constantly thinking, oy vey, you know, 119 years until I'm dead, 90 years till I'm dead, it's going to be a very, very depressing life. That's why I like being around young people. I like to eat supper with the Bacharim, because it's fun to be around people who have their whole life ahead of them, and they're always looking to the future. They're all full of energy. Hopefully, they're all full of plans. They're all full of excitement and ambition. So you got to be looking forward, but on the other hand, you got to realize, you know, you got a certain amount of time left, which is a big message when you come to Sfira, and Sfira is in Parshas Emor, and it's what we're doing right now. So it's something that I wanted to talk about for a couple of minutes today, a very, very hush of a lesson that comes out of Sfira Sa'emer in a way that I'm pretty sure no one has ever thought of before. The Mashkiach mentions it every year. I mention it very, very often also. The Ramban in this week's Parsha says that the Yemei HaSfira, the days between Pesach and Atzeres, Pesach and Shavuos are really a Chol HaMoed going from one Chag to the other. Pesach is the Chag of Cheirus. It's a time that we get rid of all of our compunctions. We're supposed to get rid of our bad midos. we're supposed to free ourselves from the shackles that hold us down. But even if you're free, you can't really do anything until you have an instruction manual, until you have a Torah. And so we count towards Matan Torah. That's what Sfiras HaOmer is all about. I came across this week, it's actually in the Ran in Psachim. The Kolbei brings it also, brings a Medrash. The Medrash is a wild thing. That the reason that we count Sfira B'Zman HaZeh is for exactly this reason. We don't have a Karban HaOmer. The Medrash says, "B'shasham Moshe Yisrael tavdun es lekim al har hazeh." Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael that you are going to serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu on this mountain. Amar loy, they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Moshe Rabbeinu, a masay aveda zu. When's this aveda going to be?" Amar lahem, he said to them, "Lasef chamishim yom, at the end of 50 days." His chilu kol echad liyay sefer laatzmai. Everybody started to count to themselves. Umikan samchu chachamim, and from there the chachamim was saymech liyaseifer ma'imer bezman hazeh. Sharei ain lanu aimer. We don't have a carbon aimer. V'loy carbon. Elashanu mainim chamishin yom l'simchas atayra k'mayshem manu heim ba'is hashah. So counting towards matan Torah, counting towards simchas atayra, he calls it, is an old thing. It started back in the midbar. And we have that goes along with it, another minig. There's in the last parak of Pirkei Avos, which is really a brisa. You have the Memches Dvarim, which if you count them, there's really Nun Dvarim over there. Memches Dvarim Sha'atera Niknes Behem. We take one of them every day, and we're supposed to work on that every day of the sphere. A lot of people do it. The Mishnah says, "Gedola Tyra Yaser min Akahuna min Amalchus Amalchus Niknes B'Shloishim Milas Akayanim Be'Esrim Va'Arba Esrim Va'Arba Va'Tyra Niknes Ba'Arboim B'Shmeina," and its Tyra is Nikna with 48 ways to be kind of Tyra. So we work on them one each day. But what are these Memches Devarim? So you look at them; most of them are Midas. You've got Talmud, being a masmid, shmias ha'ozen, learning how to listen to other people, binas ha'lev, being understanding, arichas v'sayim, being articulate, knowing to explain yourself. But pashtus, in order to be kind of Torah, you have to work on all of these memches devarim. And if you get all these memches devarim down very, very well, you can be kind of Torah properly. It's 48 tools, 50 tools. Reb Hillel Zaks, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, the Chafetz Chaim's grandson, he was one of the Rosh Yeshiva in Chevron, and he started his own yeshiva, at his own Chevron de Reb Hillel, they called it. It was in Kiryat Sefer, before that in Yerushalayim. They have a Sefer of his. It's a Sefer of his Shmuzin. It's only supposed to be for people who are at the Shmuzin. So I'm an Avarian. I learned it anyway, even though I wasn't at the Shmuzin. But it's a great, great Sefer. He says no one knows pshat in this Mishnah. Everyone says that the Mishnah is talking about 48 ways to be kind of Torah. He says it can't be. Because look at the beginning of the Mishnah. Gedola Torah yeser min ha-kahuna u-min ha-malchus. Sha-malchus niknes b'shloishim mailas. Va-ha-kayin va-kahuna b'esrim ba-arva. Kahuna is nikne with 24. Remember, you're a kayin. How many things did you have to master in order to be a kayin? None, right? You're born a kayin. We had a guy in yeshiva once, in Nebuch. The guy, you know, he was called. His background, he wasn't sure what he was. So he had a certain last name that, you know, he saw a grave of an ancestor. He thought he was a kayin. So for a while, you know, he's duchening, feeling very special. And then he realized he's not a kayin. So then he got downgraded to a Levi, and he started being called up Levi. Finally, he got downgraded again to a Yisrael. So a guy like that, okay, maybe, you know, to be zecher, to be a kohen, you got to do something. To be a kohen, you don't have to do anything. Malchus, what does it take to be a melech? No special traits, right? If you're from Beis David, then the Nave says you're the man, so then you're a melech. What are these things, 30, 24? These are gifts that you get together with Malchus, together with Kahuna. You get all these things. You get Truma, and if you're the Kayin, you'd get certain Kibudim, and you look at the whole list. But they're not traits that you need to have in order to become a Kayin, in order to become a Malchus, in order to become a Melech. If so, what's memches devarim shatar niknis behem? Zok Rav Hillel, it's exactly the same thing. If a person is kind of tyra, see, he gets all these things along with his tyra. Shatara niknis bahem, that the tyra is nikna along with them. So if a person has tyra, he's going to get talmud. If a person has tyra, he's going to be mamayit b'shena, mamayit b'derech eretz, mamayit b'schek. All the different things over there is going to come natural to him. I told one of my kids over Ben Azmanim, you want to know what the best exercise is? Check it out. I said, jumping rope is the best exercise. Why? Because when you're jumping rope, in order to jump rope, you have to tense every muscle in your body, Kimat. So when you learn Torah, it transforms you in all of your midas. Talmud, Shmiyasa, Aizen, everything. That's what Rav Hillel said. But then I got a question. Why? Because if you're going to understand the Memches Devarim the normal way, that every day you got to master something else, then I understand what you're doing during Sfiras Omer. Every one of the days of Sfira, so you have to master another Midah. But if it all comes with Limud HaTorah, if it all is Niknis B'Torah, so what are we talking about? What do you mean that the first day is Talmud, that the next day is going to be Shmiyas HaOizen, and then after that you've got Binas HaOizen? How does that work? It's Tyra, 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 Tyra. It's very roy for this room, right? It's Rabbi Shurkin's Shir room. But it doesn't fit with the Mahalach that we usually go through, that every one of the days reflects another Midah. So what exactly are we talking about? When we think about this idea of going forward and then pulling back, checking yourself, so we have an insight as to what you're supposed to do with Sfira as well. Now, over with Bein Azmanim, my kids are getting in the spirit of things, so they took out my old wedding video, and now they digitized it for our 30th wedding anniversary. The kids gave us a present that we're never going to use. They're going to use it, and digitized our wedding video. I'll never watch the thing. I find it too depressing. The number one, you go through and you realize that, like, you know, a lot of the people there are just not on the planet anymore. They're like in the Olam HaEmes. Like, oh, okay, great, right? Then there are other people who, like, you know, they used to like look normal, like they were skinny or whatever it is, and you know, like it's, oh my gosh, it's like, you know, and then there's just push at the thing. It's like, oh yeah, plenty, you know, he was young once, right? It's just depressing. Every once in a while you get an inspiration, but those are few and far between. It's like you see some guy, you know, whatever, acting like he's 19 years old. It's like, oh, that guy, oh wow, look what happened to him after 30 years. You know, he really became somebody special. It became somebody really big. So that's inspiring. But most of the time, it's okay, got older, left the world, you know, just. But for my kids, they love it because, you know, it's just, look at this, and you get to look at the funny glasses and the funny suits and the funny music. It's like, oh my gosh, look at this, right? Now, in this video, there was one guy who's front and center everything. His name is, people from Chicago maybe know the name, but what's it called? The guy who's fronted, his name was Reb Moshe Katz. Reb Moshe Katz, 30 years ago, was I think he ran the kitchen in Tell's Chicago, and a bunch of other different things around the city. And in our chasana, so he was, you know, the official macher. He was assigned the duty to make sure that, like, I had ashes on my head and that I was wearing my kittel in the right way and that I remembered to put on the kittel and that, you know, I was in the right place at the right time and that everything started on time. And, you know, he was the official macher, the friendly nudnik who told everybody where to dance and the photographer where not to go. You always need a guy like that. So yesterday, I had the experience where we got to meet with the guy who's going to be the Moshe Katz at the Chasna Bezosh in a couple of weeks' time. And now things have changed a lot over the last 30 years, you know, so Moshe Katz was like a yeshivish guy. Whereas this guy, you know, he comes in, of course, you know, with his Charles Tirrett shirt, which is non-iron, but it was ironed three times. And, you know, he comes in with his slick Apple computer and his PowerPoint presentation and, you know, his checklists and everything. And, like, after I'm sitting there for, like, 2 hours and 10 minutes, that's how long I left early, but they, you know, whatever, that's how long the meeting took. I was very, very impressed because, like, to me, I'm a total schmazzle with all this stuff. And, you know, I was like, okay, fine, you know, that's pretty cool. He's got everything figured out. It's exactly how it's going to work and everything. My wife, on the other hand, has a much better feel for that these types of things. That's why she makes the cookies, and I just get to say the sheer, you know. But she was like, okay, at the end of the day, so what do we get? You know, whatever, it's true. It's very good to have somebody there who's going to be a nudnik. It's crucial. But at this meeting, basically, we were just presented with a checklist that we probably, most of the things, we would have set ourselves anyway, and now we know how to go backwards. Were we Mekayim the checklist? So we know what we have to do for the chasana. We know what's going to be necessary to like really not mess up. But the point of the matter is that in order to be matzliach with anything in life, you need to have a checklist. You need to know whether what you're doing is being matzliach, and you need to check yourself. And that's what Rav Hillel says. That's what the memches devarim are during this man hatzviras ha'imer. A guy can be sitting and learning, and he's learning, and he's learning, and he's learning, and he's hearing shiurim, and he's putting in his time. But every day you got to check yourself on another midah. How am I doing Talmud? Am I a masmid yet? But wait a minute, I'm learning, but I'm not a masmid yet. So that means that there's something wrong with my learning. Shmias ha'ezen, my chavrusa says something. Am I just listening to him in order to slug him up, or do I really understand what he's talking about? If I can't really listen, if I'm not a good listener, so then there's something wrong with my Talmud Torah. Check the Talmud Torah again. Venus Alev. Do I understand people? Do I understand myself? Do I understand learning? Am I a lamdan? Do I think in depth? If I don't, there's something wrong with my learning. Miut Tzchaik. Am I still silly? If I am, there's something wrong with my learning. Every day, you got to check something else. And if you find that there's problems in these midas, then that means that there's a problem in your limud haTorah. I always say, you know, the yeshiva world, there are two classic jobs. There's a Rosh Yeshiva, right? There's a Mashgiach. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, all present company notwithstanding. I'm not talking about this yeshiva. I'm not talking about any yeshiva. But in the classic definition of the roles, if you think about what they're saying, what's a Rosh Yeshiva? A Rosh Yeshiva is the leader of the yeshiva. He's taking charge. He's leading everybody into the base medrash, leading the learning, getting everybody going. But at a certain point in time, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, hey, wait a second, we got a lot of yeshivas, we got a lot of limud haTorah, but for some reason, we're not producing the type of people that we need to produce. There's problems in people's midas. There's problems in people's personalities. So we need somebody called a mashgiach. Mashgiach means supervisor, to go through that checklist and see, oh, wait a second, he's learning all day, but is he Ayavis Abrius? Does he like people? Is he Ayavis Amakom? And go through a whole bunch of others. Is he Mistopic B'muat? Miat Shena? Does he sleep a lot? What's with all of his midas? And if there's something wrong with the midas, then there's something wrong with the limud haTorah. And so therefore you have to have both aspects of it. They say in the world that there's a concept, you know, that Chazal tell us that it's got to be yamin karevis u'smol doicha. You want to develop a relationship with somebody, a talmid, a friend, a child. Your right hand, the stronger hand, has to draw him close. Smol doicha means the left hand push him away. In other words, it still has to be a little bit of a distance. That's the pusher pshat. But the shticky pshat that they say is that what happens when you take somebody with one hand, with your right hand, and you push them close, and then you push them on the other side of the left hand? What happens to him? He turns. So if somebody's going in the wrong direction, you can't just thrust them forward, you can't just pull them back. You've got to move in both directions. You've got to constantly be thrusting forward. We have to constantly be learning. We have to constantly be undertaking new things. But on the other hand, there has to be a checklist system to make sure how we're doing. To make sure that our Limud HaTorah is producing the type of people that we want to become. And to make sure that we're growing in all the Memchas Devarim, or Nun Devarim, Sha'atara Niknes Behem. Because according to this Shtikl Torah, if this is Pshat in the Mishnah, so then the Memchas Devarim are not Midas that you have to develop in order to learn the Torah, in order to be kind of the Torah, but they're things that come from Limud HaTorah if you're doing it right. And everybody wants to do it right, and everybody, Be'ezus Hashem, should have the Zechus to, yeah, do it right. It should be a wonderful Zman and a wonderful Sfira Sa'imer. And after a couple of weeks, and I won't feel so conflicted anymore. My tension will be a little bit more relaxed. But until then, so we'll be going in two different directions. Thrusting forward and just holding on. But that's the way that it always is. Everybody, anyway, have a good Shabbos.